Yeah. serious.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, all of you Jesus believers around the world, in the universe. Good morning. May the Lord bless you for your belief in his Son, in him, in his own Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you real good today. That's all I can say. And I want to tell you something. God got your back. God got your front, your sideways, your airways, and the earth beneath your feet. God got it. God got it. And he's already transferred the authority and the power over it to you. Yep. Yep. And I like this song this guy sang. He said, God's got a blessing with your name on it, with your name, with your name. Some of you, you sent that $3 and you didn't send it in faith in God. I want you this morning to repent. I want you to tell the Lord out your own heart, out your own mouth. I'm believing you, God. I'm in expectation. I'm in big expectation for a return. Because I did give to get. And it's okay. Because you gave to get. You gave your son so you could have us. God, if I wasn't believing right, I'm believing right now. I'm in expectation to receive. I gave you my life for a better life. I gave you my children for better children. And I made an offering to you for a better whatever that was. For better whatever it was. I asked you to give it so that God would bless you in the area of your own finances. You gave. Now, the Bible says that we are to keep him in remembrance. Put it up before him again this morning. If you haven't received it yet, go ahead. Remember.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He's won't last always. So get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready
for your blessing.
Get ready
for your miracle.
I know you've been God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Imagine, because God, he knows our beginning and he already knows our past. So he is ready to bless our in between our beginning and our end. Because see, after the end, we know we're blessed because we're going to heaven. Lisa Sykes. Is your husband home? Is your husband up? Is he available to pray this morning? I love his prayer. I love the way he prays. Ask him if I could get him to come on here this morning and pray. And let me know what he says. If it's too much of a surprise for him, I understand. You see, brothers and sisters, oh, great. Great, great, great. Press one. It's so much happening. I'm trying to keep up. I'm going to do a teaching. I'm going to send you, if you have sent in for the book through Tedline Ministry at Outlook.com, I'm going to send you a booklet today, and the booklet is titled Your Calling. I don't know how long ago I wrote this booklet, Your Calling. Remember, I was a missionary, so I went into territories where people didn't even know God. So I had to write, and I had to teach them, and I really, really had to disciple them. So as I'm looking at some of your info, I realize I better teach you one thing real quick. Some of you don't even know what your calling is. You know you call. Some of you don't even know which calling in the fivefold ministry and your other giftings like mercy. Some people have a gift of giving. So I'm going to ask Elder Sykes to pray this morning. And I want him to pray because yesterday I had an opportunity. Yesterday I had an opportunity to pray. Listen to him praying. Good morning, Elder Sykes. Are you on here?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. I am.
I love you, okay? In the Lord, I love you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make a request of you. See, I know your calling. I know when you were called, and I know that you know. See, a lot of people don't know when they're called or how they're called. So I want you to pray, and God will give it to you just like yesterday. I want you to pray for their calling. Cut the radio down a little bit, Lisa. Cut the radio down. So I want you to pray. You're praying for about a couple thousand people this morning, a couple thousand people between all of these radio, iHeart Radio I'm on, and three or four others. So I want you to pray that God will reveal their calling and that they won't walk in an improper calling or walk in something that they haven't been called to. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is yours. Pray. Or however the Lord leads.
All right. God bless you all. Good morning to you. As we go before the Lord, the throne of God, let us pray now. Father God of heaven above, again, Lord God, we come and we beseech thee, O Lord God. We ask, God, that you, Lord God, will allow us into thy presence right now, Lord God. Find favor in us, O God. Find us, Lord God, accountable. Find us, Lord God, in the right posture. Lord God, this is you. I am God. He who knows all, he who sees all, he who is all powerful. We ask, God, that you move now, God, in the midst of this thy people, Lord God. We're asking, God, that you, Lord God, reveal unto us, God, the purpose, Lord God, that we are called, Lord God. Let us not walk, Lord God, in ourselves. Let us, Lord God, not walk, Lord God, in the manner of other men or women, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, respect the calling of leadership, God, but find our position, Lord God. Even though we are called leaders, Lord God, we can still find ourselves, Lord God, out of order. For in the midst of everything, David was called by God and chosen by God, but yet he could not complete the building of the temple to God because he was out of order, because he allowed things place that should not have taken place. He allowed spirits in the midst of himself, in the midst of the people, in the midst of God that should not have been there. So now, God, we ask, God, that you look down upon thy people, Lord God, and help them to understand that, Lord God, that they need not be qualified because you call upon that which is not qualified, God, and make them qualified, God. You are the God, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that, Lord God, put us in place, Lord God, because of what you know and how you see us, Lord God. And in order for us to move forward, Lord God, we must understand the way that you think, God. We must understand your heart, God. That is why, God, you ask that we, Lord God, be transformed, Lord God, in the newness of you, Lord God, our minds like yours, Lord God, our hearts like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For God, we will move, Lord God, according to thy perfect will, God, and not the will of man and not the will of ourselves, Lord God. We are blessing you now, Lord God, because God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you awaken us to another day, God, that we have not yet seen totally and completely, Lord God. But, Lord God, you found favor, Lord God, to allow us, Lord God, to open up our eyes, God. This is not because of any goodness or greatness of us, Lord God, but because of the grace and mercy of you, Lord God. Lord God, people are always speaking of your glory, God, but they do not understand, God, that the glory of God is incapable and unable for man, for flesh, to look upon, God. But God, Lord God, Lord God, as you were with Moses, God, you allow him to see the backside of you, God. And the glory of you was so great, God, that it transformed him, God. Help us, Lord God, to study thy word, God. Help us, Lord God, to place your word in our hearts, God, to live accordingly to the scriptures, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to understand, God, that as we call ourselves apostolic, God, to understand the apostolic calling, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move upon, Lord God, thy chosen people, God, those who are called prophets, those who are called apostles, God, those who are evangelists, Lord God, teachers, Lord God, pastors, Lord God, the movement of the fivefold, a true movement of the fivefold, God, as you move in this, Lord God, time, as you are shifting us, Lord God, shift us, Lord God, into the right position, God, Lord God, as you are shifting us, God, help us to understand, God, that the shift takes place, Lord God, for the building of the kingdom of God, that the shift is taking place, Lord God, to place, Lord God, us in the right position, Lord God, to help us to understand, God, that we cannot, Lord God, and you will not allow anyone, God, to, hallelujah, Lord God, to bring devastation unto the kingdom building of you, Lord God. Your word is true, God. Your word is unchanging, God. Your word is almighty, God. Your word is God, and there is nothing no one else can do about it, God. There is nothing, Lord God, that nobody can do, God. You can walk in that thin line of divination, but God, hallelujah, Lord God, you are mighty, God, and there is a point, God, when there is nothing else can be done. There is a point, God, when you won't allow things to continue, God. We are living in signs, wonders, and miracles, God. There is, hallelujah, Lord God, a purpose for certain things, God, and I hope everybody can understand, God, the movement of you, Lord God. I hope everybody, Lord God, would open up their eyes, God, that they may see through you, Lord God, their ears, Lord God, that they may hear your voice, God, their heart, God, that they may feel the love of you, God, their minds, Lord God, that we may think the way that you have us to think, Lord God, of you, God, to think in the way of you, God.
Yeah.
We bless you now, God. The steps of men and women chosen of you, Lord God, will be ordered by you, God. There is nothing that we, no way, no how, God, that we can move, Lord God, if we're walking, Lord God, in the confession of you, God. There's no way we should be walking out of order of you, God. Our steps are ordered by you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we have to understand that because of titles, Lord God, that is not the purpose, Lord God, Lord God. The titles represent, Lord God, the position, God, but the position is you and not us, God. Help us to understand, God. Help us to understand that even as David was, David knew that even though there was a calling upon the king, hallelujah, even though the king was out of order, it was not his place. It was not his position to touch the anointed of God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to, Lord God, move in the will of you and in the way of you, Lord God, and take ourselves out of the equation, Lord God, to take the emotion out of the equation, Lord God, because sometimes we move by emotion and not by the Spirit, God. Sometimes we allow our emotion, hallelujah, God, to cause us to move, Lord God, in a certain way, and then we want to call it the movement of God, Lord God. But I'm praying, God, now that every man, every woman, Lord God, every child, Lord God, will not move by emotion, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, oh Lord God, help us to stay in the posture of prayer, God. Help us to stay in the posture of studying thy word, God. Help us to stay in the posture, Lord God, of seeking thee, Lord God. Help us to stay in the posture of truth, God. Help us to stay in the posture of obedience, oh God. Help us, oh Lord God, to move, Lord God, with clean hands, Lord God, so that we must understand that our hands must be clean, God. Help us, Lord God, to move, Lord God, according to the tower, Lord God. As the enemy is coming, God, we must sound the trumpet aloud, God, for if we fail to sound the trumpet, God, the blood of the people are upon our hands, God. Help us to be watchful, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be watchful, God, in a position of watching, Lord God. Help us to understand, God, Lord God, that this, Lord God, this calling, God, this touch of you, God, this movement of you, God, upon your people, God, is in such a great, Lord God, need for this world right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we must understand that every movement, Lord God, there is a purpose and there is a need for the movement, Lord God. Understand, God, that as we pray, God, let us not pray in the midst, God, of certain things that we see, God, for certain things must take place, God. Help us, Lord God, to find ourselves in a posture of praying for the will and the outcome of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us not be praying, Lord God, in the midst of trying to change that you have already put in place, God. Help us to understand you, God, and understand your movement, God. And, oh God, in all that you do, God, as we are the instruments of you, Lord God. Lord God, and it is not about us, Lord God, but it is about you, God. It is about this kingdom, God. It is about us making preparation, Lord God, for as we are in the world, God, and not of the world, God, we are making preparation to return home, God. But in the returning of home, God, we are also to, Lord God, grab, Lord God, the lost, Lord God, and reach down and show them your glory, God, to show them your love and your concern, God. This is not about us, just ourselves, God, trying to get back to you, Lord God, but it's also about us being rescuers, God. It's about us, Lord God, being the light upon the hill, God, that, Lord God, the ships of the storm, God, can find their way safely into port, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you.
We bless you now, God. We appreciate you, Lord God, for who you are, God. Lord God, and in appreciating you, God, we are allowing you, God, to teach us, God, to direct us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. For it is about the choice, God, because you have given us choice, God. But, Lord God, I pray, God, that the choices that we make, God, are godly choices. Help us to stay godly. Help us to stay focused upon you, God. And not necessarily, God, what is going on about us, Lord God. And I need us to understand that is going around about us. It's always a purpose, God. It's always moving in a way. and we try to come against certain things, but God is in that we are trying to come against. And what we're doing, Lord God, when we come against that is of God, Lord God, we are tying your hands, Lord God. We got to stop tying up the hands of God and allow God to be God.
Yeah.
And when we allow God to be God, then we become what God is asking us to be.
Yeah.
We thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We appreciate, Lord God, this opportunity, Lord God. Now, God, in this day, Lord God, that you have chosen of us, Lord God, and allowed us to see, God, and awaken, Lord God, be upon thy people. Be a covering, Lord God. Be a hedge about them, Lord God, about us, God, and legions of angels before us, Lord God.
Yeah.
Continue, Lord God, to lift this mighty woman, Lord God, to Lord God, keep her covered, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, anointed, Lord God. Keep her hearing your voice, Lord God. Because we us understand, God, those of us who call ourselves prophets, you can't speak without the will of God.
Yeah.
You must stay in the presence of the Lord. A prophet must always hear the voice of God. Stay in the proper position. And God, in this we pray and we give you glory and praise. Amen.
Thank you, Elder. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and his power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him, and God is with him.